Dr. Spencer Wood says the Natural Capital Project takes quantifiable data regarding the benefits that we all get from our natural environment, then translates it into tangible and usable information for anyone from citizens to land use planners.
So around here, that could be things like clean water or timber. That might be access to recreational opportunities like skiing and mountain biking. In other places of the U.S., as we saw with Superstorm Sandy, those natural habitats along the coast actually protect people's properties from flooding that's caused by storms.
He says his group quantifies the benefits depending upon what pertains to the community they're looking at. In Park City, it might be measured by water quality or how much water is available, by how many people come to recreate in our mountains, or by how many jobs are created through recreation. Then he says you can make decisions on how this data will shape the future.
We might want to make a planning decision that allows us to promote skiing or promote mountain biking, promote some type of recreation, but that might come at the cost to access like other resources like timber perhaps. So being able to predict these things in the future gives us a way to sort of play some what-if games, can imagine different futures and see how the sustainability of those environmental benefits change, or we can see how we might benefit differently in the future.
He says their scientific models capture all the information about a certain locale. Then they create computer programs that can be used for making planning and business decisions.
We build computer programs that allow people to place different types of decisions onto a map. They might imagine a future where they have certain areas protected for a watershed or certain areas set aside for tourism development or other types of use. And we come up with mathematical relationships between those sorts of uses and the amount of water you might receive or the amount of people that might come and recreate.
That's Dr. Spencer Wood from Utah State University, who will speak Wednesday at Swanner Eco Center at 6 p.m. You can go to naturalcapitalproject.org for more information. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.